Chapter 1 Introduction. Many readers of the New Testament seek a deeper understanding of the women or the statements about women that appear in these texts. As they do so, they often seek information about the social context in which the New Testament was written. The authors of the New Testament writings shared the same social background as their readers. They took for granted that those early readers would use cultural knowledge to understand their message. Readers today, who have different assumptions and experiences of gender roles and expectations, often desire additional knowledge of the historical context in order to interpret these writings. Consider this example. The Gospel of Luke indicated that there were women who traveled with Jesus and his disciples and who provided for them out of their resources. Luke chapter 8, verse 3. The author did not comment on this practice as if it were unusual and assumed the reader's cultural knowledge of such customs. Modern readers may desire to know more about the social conventions that shaped the women's provision. What kinds of resources were women likely to have? What relationships were implied by such an arrangement? The reader who understands the historical context can better judge what kind of connection these women may have had to the Jesus movement. Another example is Lydia, who was described as a businesswoman and the head of her household. She prevailed upon Paul and his companions to stay with her in Philippi, Acts chapter 16, verses 14 through 15. Without some knowledge of the cultural context, it is difficult to know whether it was common for women to be heads of households, to run businesses, or to offer hospitality to traveling teachers. Readers may wonder whether Lydia was married, who the members of her household were, or what kind of relationship was implied between Lydia and Paul. Cultural background, then, helps the reader to fill in the gaps left by the writer, who presumes common knowledge that modern readers do not share. Researching the social practices of the time cannot offer single definitive answers to many of the questions modern readers have. Instead, this exploration helps us understand the ideas and practices early readers were likely to be familiar with. For example, the social status of the women who provided for Jesus is difficult to define with much certainty. Among the women Luke chapter 8, verse 3 lists was Joanna, the wife of Cusa, Herod's steward. This woman was someone who might have had political influence, yet not enough information is given to determine many aspects of her social status, such as the level of her wealth. Similarly, there is no historical evidence that can help us determine Lydia's marital status with any certainty. Even readers who understand first-century practices of marriage and widowhood will not know definitively if Lydia was married, but they may be better able to determine what the options were in her context, or what Luke's readers were likely to understand about her. A broader sense of the culture.